This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, time for wisdom and virtue on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. Kara is at the controls, right? You are in the control room where the controls are located, correct? That's the way.
Yes,
there
are multiple controls.
Yes, there are.
This show
yes,
is like are. NASA.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, wisdom and virtue. Sometimes I think we know what to do, but we don't do it. Maybe you justify not doing it with excuses or reasons. Wisdom, I think, is knowing what to do, and virtue is actually doing it. So let's see if we can exercise both wisdom and virtue here. Find a couple of trending stories. Jennifer, what do you have first?
Well, you know what? There's been a lot of negative stuff lately, so I thought we needed to have a positive trender. Is that okay?
Good. Perfect.
Love it.
So it centers on one of my boyfriends, because we've established there are many, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Has been trending quite a bit this week because he is actually starting to look like a pro baseball player, according to the New York Post. The jokes have slowed down, and the jabs about his talents have started to subside. Tim Tebow is now proving that he belongs, and he's been performing at a really high level all month long. You can ask anybody who played him in Double-A League. All of the managers who played against him have been raving about the strides that he's been making. Keep in mind, he has the Heisman Trophy for football, but they have incited his improved plate discipline, his pitch recognition, and his opposite field power. How about that?
Very good.
According to AA Hartford manager Warren Schaefer, he said Tim Tebow looks like a different guy than he did last year. He's had some failures. After he quit football, he signed on with the Mets, and there was some doubts that maybe the Mets were just using him to sell jerseys, but he seems to really be taking to baseball now. So could next year bring the big leagues? Well, they say if you can play in AA, you can probably give yourself a chance to get up to the major leagues. So maybe there's good news ahead for Tim Tebow.
You know, one of the things
he's
this
great
brings
for the sport.
Around.
He's good I think
for,
so.
Yeah,
he
he's good for lots of things. And so can we find the good? There are those people who are naysayers about him for whatever the reason. There's always going to be somebody who will look on
the
dark
side. But there is one really good reason. He struggles. He has a lot of great skills, but he really struggles when it comes to when he goes up against like a major league pitcher. He just can't hit those fastballs, and that's a big problem on that level.
But there's something else beside that sort of performance. His performance off the field. And then you think about what makes a successful, whatever, fill in the blank. Success equals what? Success, in my mind, equals knowing how to fail, to acknowledge when you have failed, and what you do to correct the failure. I think that's something that most people, we're quick to point. Yesterday I had a kind of intense conversation with somebody who owns some property that I take care of on the farm. And he was ready to rip me a new one, as they say. And so I listened to him talk. I didn't say a word. I just listened to him. And then he finished, and he looked at me as if he was expecting me to put up some sort of a fight. And I said, you know, I have a sign in my office. It reads, fix the problem, not the blame. Whether it's your fault, my fault, who cares? It's the rearview mirror. That's my newest analogy from the Joel Osteen book. You forget... You didn't hear me say that the other day?
You're now reading Joel Osteen?
Well, I thought I talked about this on the air. No, I'm not I'm not really a Joel Osteen fan. Osteen is Osteen, not an Ellen.
Yeah.
Osteen fan, but
right.
I do like his message. And one of the messages that is this inconsistent? Do you not? I don't care for his bravado, but I do care for the way he takes things apart. So he made an analogy that I saw a couple of weeks ago that I've used. Like, ad infinitum. The rear view mirror is small for a reason. The front windshield is big for a reason. When you look in the rear view mirror, you're looking behind you, and you can't do anything about what's behind you. The windshield is big and open, giving you all kinds of opportunities to see the bright things that are in your future. And I think that's a great analogy. It's a great metaphor, frankly. And so when you think about Tim Tebow, or you think about what anybody that you come across in your own personal life, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, children, boss, you look at the greater picture of people, politicians, if you will, people who are in big companies, whatever it is, television stars, movie stars, they are just like you, and you are just like them. They fail at some things, and they succeed at others. Everything depends on the way you look at it. And so if you've stumbled, we have a full moon right now, and people are crazy. People are doing things, saying things, acting in ways that they wouldn't normally do. And so remember, there is tomorrow, and there is the day after that. So adversities, yes, but with the adversity, and I use this analogy because I'm a farmer, and I was taught this a long time ago, new seeds bring the ability to change because new seeds grow new plants. So if you think about the fall when plants die, it's sort of a defeat. Springtime, new seeds growing. You always have another opportunity. So even if it's raining today, the sun will be out tomorrow. Isn't that the song from The Sun Will Be Out Tomorrow? What's that show?
That's tomorrow. It's from Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Close enough.
All right. So there we go. There's my philosophical overview. How about you, Victoria? What do you have for a trending story?
Hey, let's talk about weed, shall we?
Weed and Tim Tebow. All right.
Yeah. Yay. I like both. Voters on Tuesday this week in Oklahoma made Oklahoma the latest in the U.S., the latest state in the U.S. to approve broad access to marijuana. And it's one of the most permissive medical marijuana initiatives in the country now. Go Oklahoma. That will make 30 states now have some sort of legalized marijuana. 9 of those states, including the District of Columbia, have decriminalized marijuana. Vermont became the 9th state when its legal pot law became effective July 1st. Voters in Michigan will vote on legal pot this November. New York and New Jersey are voting on legal pot. In Utah, they'll weigh in on medical marijuana in November. The entire West Coast has legalized marijuana. And a Democratic strategist, Guy Cecil, has been talking about this. He's worked for super PACs. He said that Democrats see pot as a motivating issue for young voters. And apparently, he said that back in May, and it's proven to be correct. This is actually an issue that is getting younger voters to the polls,
yeah,
or to the voting booths, which is kind of interesting. It's not something you would think of as a political issue, really, but it is motivating a lot of younger voters.
And then older voters are against it. It's a real divisive. It's very divisive.
It is divisive, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, speaking of older voters, maybe this will get older voters to the poll. 4th of July, next Wednesday. It's difficult for you to make plans. So the folks who make Smirnoff vodka, or is this ice? What's Smirnoff ice? Isn't that a part of the vodka?
It's vodka, yep.
Yeah. Going to pay you $500 to extend your 4th of July plans. So I'm not sure this is going to be big. Do you like vodka, Kara?
It's fine. I'm not a huge Smirnoff fan, but... I don't know.
Well,
it depends what they're offering. What are they going
to
give me $500 for?
Well, you're gonna, if you're
to not
going
show
to
up for work, to
right.
be hungover.
Sounds
they
great.
Want you to take off Thursday and Friday, and as a reward, they'll pay you $500 as part of their 5-day Weekend for America campaign. So if you're 21 or older, you can go to Smirnoff's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter page. There's a contest post there letting... You let the brand Smirnoff know where you'd rather be on Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th, rather than being at your desk, plunked down doing work. Winners be selected at random. Everybody gets $500. Contest is active now. Goes through Sunday the 1st, so you still have time to put in your vacation plans for next Thursday
and
Friday.
Sorry, I guess I'll only see you guys a couple days next week. Do I need to take pictures of myself, like, passed out on the ground holding a bottle of Smirnoff in my hand? Or I don't need to
You might win if you do.
Yeah.
That's your excuse letter. That's right.
Who's going to sign the excuse letter? That's what I want to know.
Just a picture of her passed out.
Past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see. Those of you who now we've had some good things to talk about, let's put everybody on the edge, shall we?
Oh, boy.
New satellite images show the North Koreans have made improvements to the infrastructure of their nuclear scientific research center, a facility used to produce weapons-grade material. The analysis was published by 38 North, which is a North Korean monitoring group. The pictures were taken on the 21st of the month. They reveal modifications. I thought they were tearing these things down. What is this?
It's supposed to be. That's why it's a trust but verify situation.
Okay, so then why are they that foolish? That
well,
they
I'm
think
curious
we're not
to know
find?
When the upgrades happened. So we know when the picture was taken, but when was the last picture taken? That would be my question. Did
June
these 21st. Things happen?
June 21st.
So in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Right.
Well, but how are these people that silly? That they can. You want to get something or you want to get nothing. You get
nothing.
Well,
and it's in contradiction to what they've been doing. They've been taking down all the anti-American propaganda and stuff. So it's just, this is what you're dealing with this country, though. And that's why it is so important. Like we did not see in the Iran deal that you have to have American inspectors be able to go in there and do make sure that they're doing what they say they're going to do.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's bizarre.
Well, I think the meeting's fine, but, you know, I've never trusted that this guy was ever going to do the right thing. He got a free hotel, and he got a free vacation out of it, and he got a lot of really good press.
21 after.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Entertainment at 23 after the hour, the entertainment world. We focus on that with regularity because Jennifer likes it, Victoria likes it, you like it. Chris Hardwick, former fiancé, is Jacinda Barrett, stepped up to defend
she's
her ex.
Real world, FYI.
She's from,
yeah, right?
Really?
Yeah, as a model. Yeah.
He has been charged with sexual assault, right? And emotional abuse. She posted on Instagram, imagine you're sitting in a courtroom, a person walks in, and their own words reads a statement accusing you of wrongdoing. Punishment for this crime is to lose your livelihood, legacy, reputation, and to be publicly shamed. Without examination of evidence, without due course, the judge turns to everyone there and says, what do you think, guilty? And then she wrote, this past week I've watched someone I once loved and shared 4 years of my life with, be publicly accused of misconduct and abuse, then swiftly fired and shunned. The accuser's story bears no resemblance to the one I shared with him all those years. But what is of supreme importance here is that every woman and every man deserve a voice. Accuser and accused. Everyone deserves to be heard. A rush to judgment denies the right of due process. The Me Too movement deserves due process. Barrett was on Suits. I don't remember which.
She's married to Gabriel Macht,
yeah,
the guy
right.
who's...
Yeah, the star of Suits.
One of the stars, yeah.
Yeah, right. So she was engaged to Hardwick in the 90s. There's a lot there. I'm in agreement with her, frankly.
I agree with her, too. And I feel bad for Chris Hardwick, who has lost everything. And literally, this woman released the blog post, and within 2 days, everything that he had was ripped away.
Choked.
And he denied it. So, is this the new day and age where the minute an accusation is cast, we just kill everybody's life?
What's interesting to me is that she specifically... So she never, ever said his name in the article anywhere.
Right.
So she was not calling him out by his name, but she did say at the end that she had video and audio evidence, so I would be curious. I mean, I guess at this point you don't even... If it's going to go to court, I'm surprised he has not sued her for libel or something, if he's saying it's not true. So I'll be interested to see if that comes out.
But you're right, Jen. He lost everything within 24 hours. The company he founded, which was Nerdist, they even removed his name as a founder of the company. That's how bad this was. Removed his name from the website.
You're still a founder, no matter
right,
what.
Right, but they didn't even want his name on their website anymore. That's how bad it was.
And there's his ex, a woman named Andrea Savage, defended him as well.
It's so hard to know, though, because it's like you always you want to defend people and tell people your experience with them. But also it's important to remember, just because you had a good experience with someone doesn't mean that they didn't sexually assault and do terrible things to someone else.
Yeah. He's a veteran of famous movies like House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, yeah. One of your favorites, right, Dougie? Yeah, that's right, on your must-see list on Netflix.
All right, speaking of my favorites from the music world, the Monkees are doing a pretty extensive tour, but Mickey Dolenz said he didn't know the full details yet of the health problems causing Mike Nesmith to call off their tour close to its end. He says Nesmith felt very badly about having to end the trek. Got a lot of great reviews from fans. Mickey said, quite, I talked to him the day he left. He sounded a bit under the weather, a bit weak. He was obviously apologizing profusely. And I said, hey, buddy, don't worry about it. We're going to adjust. The Monkees issued a statement. Their remaining four shows on the Monkees present, the Mike and Mickey tour, will be rescheduled for next January. Michael Nesmith had a health issue in advance of his tour date in Philadelphia, visited a local medical facility, was advised to rest. Nesmith then went back to California. Four shows were in Philadelphia, New York, Huntington, New York, and Red Bank, New Jersey. Michael Nesmith led a group called the First National Band, and they were going to go on tour in September. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Dolan said he's pretty quiet about these sorts of things. So we'll see what happens. We'll wish him well. Hold a good thought for Michael Nesmith. Now, 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was the deadliest day for journalists since 9/11, a mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. And we're learning about the shooter and what may have motivated him. Here's correspondent Matt Coates in Maryland.
The suspect was named in a law enforcement bulletin as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel. Ramos had a grudge against the Capital Gazette and how he perceived he was portrayed in a column 7 years ago after he pled guilty to harassment harassing a former high school classmate. In 2012, Ramos sued columnist Eric Hartley, editor Tom Marquardt, and the paper for defamation. The case was thrown out, and an appeal was rejected 3 years later.
Hundreds of protesters arrested in the nation's capital during the Women's March on Capitol Hill last night. Over 1,000 people gathered to protest Trump administration immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Watching you. We're listening to you. We're on it. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Happy to have you enjoying the day, making it a good day. There are a lot of things that people are talking about, as is the case every day. It's a fascinating way to make a living. It's not a great way to make a lot of money anymore, but it's a fascinating way to get into people's heads and to understand motivation, which is something that's always intrigued me. So when I look around at all of the discussion about, here's the headline, Supreme Court guts labor movement. You know how stupid that headline is? This is something I actually worked on when I was a teacher. I belonged to 6 unions in my life. How many, Victoria, you belong to 1 or 2? How many of you belong to?
SAG-AFTRA, that's it.
Yeah, and Jennifer, you too. Any others besides
SAG
and AFTRA? Yeah.
Nope.
Screen Actors Guild, AFTRA, the unions that we belong to as public, I was going to say public employees, but visible performers. I belong to AFTRA and SAG for a long time. I belong to the, in order to be, to be on the air when I was a kid, I had to belong to the Electrical Workers Union because I was running. I did.
Really? An engineer,
the
yeah.
control board, yeah. Because yeah. I was an engineer and on the air. And I had that. There were a bunch of other. I belonged to the teachers union when I was teaching school. And that brought me around to understanding this whole business about public sector unions. So the Supreme Court this week has said that government workers who are represented by a union but don't want to join don't have to pay to cover the costs of the collective bargaining. Now, I get the argument on both sides, frankly. If we're going to benefit you by negotiating, you ought to pay dues because you're better off.
Right. I get that.
Yeah, I do too. But the other side of it is that I had to join. At first, I didn't join the teachers union, and I was told by the older teachers who were there that if I didn't, I would be ostracized, and I didn't want to be ostracized. So I ended up joining the union, and then I became the building rep. It was like a fast shuffle. So I was the union goon in the school. And so I did express concern about paying for something. It was called then and is called now the fair share, the fee that we deserve to have because we have worked on your behalf. Well, I didn't ask you to work on my behalf. Everybody has to get paid the same thing. You know, so we go along for the ride. But this has been a big issue, and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And now I guess they hinged their vote on free speech. I don't quite get that.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because while the unions of old, I think, had a real place because people couldn't afford their own attorneys. They couldn't afford to do their own bargaining. Not everybody could have representation, right, to make the best agreement for themselves. So labor unions were effective. However, what's happened in the last probably 20, 25 years is that unions have gone from really serving their members to becoming very big political bodies. And they're acting as kind of the ultimate super PAC where they use a lot of the money that comes to them from their dues, from their union members, and they use it to get behind candidates or to get behind issues, and they use it politically. So I actually know the woman who started this case. Her name's Rebecca Fredericks, and she's from California, mm-hmm. and she didn't want to be a part of her union, her teacher's union, because she didn't want the money spent on politics. And so she took this all the way to the Supreme
Court. That's a
very
legitimate.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court agrees. And so now that's going to be the big issue is not necessarily do you want the services that the union provides, but do you want to pay into a kitty for political advertising that maybe you don't agree with?
They've ruined it for themselves in that respect, in my opinion. And they force-fed this stuff to people that it's like everybody has to agree with that mission, and everybody doesn't agree, and everybody ought not to agree. So they have, in becoming so political, they have cooked the goose that laid the golden egg. Because that really is the problem. It isn't, whether you deserve to have, whether you pay your fee. I would pay my fee, but then I would say, you can't use my money to support this or that candidate. And, I was told, well, if you're paying your fee, we're going to decide where that money goes. No, sorry, Fred, it doesn't work for me. So I think this woman did the right thing, and I think
Fred,
this is the right ruling.
Here.
Huh?
Beat it, Fred. Yeah, beat it, Fred.
Yeah. I do. I think this is the right ruling, and I think this woman did the right thing.
Yeah, no, I do too. And I think you should be able to join the union but opt out of having your fees go to political causes. I don't think there's any issue.
Yeah, if they do that, then they fix it. Then the true colors of why they're doing this come out with that consideration, Jennifer. If you want the money and don't, if you agree to withhold, let's say the fee is $100 and $20 of it goes to political causes. If you agree to not spend my $20 for political causes and put it in a nonprofit, whatever, I don't know what you do with it, but you can't use my money to support people that I don't support, period. And you ought not to have to do that. So they have ruined it for themselves. That's all. So, anyway, anybody else? Victoria?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
I have friends, just in any type of union, we have a friend who's in the electricians union, or no, the plumbers union here in New York City, which is a huge union. And during the presidential election, in 2016, they had different union reps talking about how different candidates would affect their health plans and things like that, and it became very political. And he said he didn't like Hillary and he didn't like Trump, so he wasn't going to vote at all. And he said it became such a lot of pressure on people in the union to make a decision and to be vocal about who they were going to vote for. So it's which you know he disagreed with and thought it should be private, which I agree with too. But the union thing, like Jen said, it's become very political, and I think he would have been a prime candidate to opt to not have his union dues go towards political causes if that was an option.
All right, so let me just spend a minute more, if we can, with the Supreme Court. There are people who are posturing on the Supreme Court rulings regarding the baker who didn't make a cake for the gay couple. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the travel ban that was the announcement was made this week. Five of the justices ruled that statements about Islam and Muslim as a candidate and chief executive didn't make any difference. So is that a double standard, having, you know, one person's statements have some value or merit and another person's not? Is it a contradiction, or is it just so much hooey?
I think they're unrelated. Really, the Supreme Court ruling on the baker from Colorado that didn't want to, he'd make the couple a cake, he just didn't want to put like the groom and groom on the top of the cake, he didn't want to make it a wedding cake.
Yeah.
That's a little different, and that ruling didn't have much clout as far as future rulings on LGBTQ anything. It was very, very, very streamlined to this particular case, which says businesses can serve whoever they want. We saw it with the Red Hen with Sarah Sanders. They didn't want to serve her, so she got asked to leave. That's the plight of the business, and then they let the free market dictate, right, if people right. want to support that
and
business.
And by the way,
not.
Isn't that place getting walloped?
She just resigned. I heard the owner of the Red Hen just resigned, actually. But from that restaurant group that was running the Red Hen.
Oh. Really?
But with the travel ban's a little different because that's not necessarily a freedom of speech issue. What they're doing with that is that there are these seven countries that are on the high risk watch list, which, again, not to go back to Obama, but it's not necessarily a unique to Trump thing, and that is that these countries were identified as problem areas on the globe, and so immigration from these countries has been significantly limited. So that's the question. Can you travel back and forth between Syria at this moment? And the Supreme Court upheld the executive power of the president to say no.
Hmm.
And that goes back all the way to George W., right, with the Axis of Evil and all that stuff.
Right.
That's really where it started.
And this is really about, so oftentimes we get caught up in the emotion of the case for whatever it is. And what it really is the Supreme Court saying, look, an person in the president's seat with executive power has the right to prevent travel from certain areas. And it doesn't have, you know, once you take the emotion out, you can understand why they make the rulings that they do. A business has the right to serve who they want. Okay, take the emotion out. I think many people would agree that's probably true.
Right.
But going back to what you initially had said, Doug, it was interesting when Justice Kennedy resigned, his letter was made public, his letter of resignation to the president. And it was interesting that what he said as a candidate, Trump meaning, what he said as a candidate was not weighed in on the travel ban. And they made that very clear, that what he said as a presidential candidate was not a factor in their ruling. But it was interesting that he said, even though it wasn't a factor, the words do matter. And I think that's something that we really...
That's true.
And that's something that Trump loses sight of constantly. His words matter to him when he's saying something to rally his own base, but I don't think he cares that his words matter to the other side, to the people who didn't vote for him. He's still our president. We're still under his constituency, and we feel very, and I'm saying this as representative of me and my friends and who are on the left who didn't vote for him, we feel like, we're sort of bastards. Children who don't have a president who cares about us at all. And I think it's important that Justice Kennedy said, your words matter.
Do you think that you feed into that because of your just approach to it? Do you think
that
sometimes
I feed into it? I'm not feeding into anything.
Feeding
I'm
into
just saying,
when the conversation...
I feel like I have a president... I feel
I
like... I can only speak
that's
for
what
me.
People
I feel
said
like,
when Obama was president. I don't feel like he's my president.
Yeah,
that's how... But why? The guy is there. He's going to be there for a certain amount of time. And he is the president. You can say he's not my president. Well, that you can say that, but he is your president. He's
right.
The president of the United States. You're a United States citizen. He's your president. So
and that's why I don't say. I thought that was really stupid and ignorant for people who said, oh, he's not my president. I don't say that. I don't like Trump, but he's my president. Yeah. I would never say that. That's stupid.
He doesn't even have to be your president, but he is the president. And thus has the...
Yeah, I always thought of Obama as my president, and I held respect for him with his office. I just took him to task for a lot of the stuff that he did because I don't think he was operating in the interest that I... And that's what it comes down to. The majority of people who think a candidate is going to represent them. And that's why we shift back between Democrats and Republicans, because sentiment in the culture changes.
46 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. 93% of people listen to music in their cars, so why not make sure that your vehicle has the best sound system available? That's exactly what Acura did in the new RDX. 28-time Grammy nominee and 8-time Grammy winner, producer Elliot Shiner tuned the system. Who better to put together the system than the man that recorded artists like the Foo Fighters and Queen? This new ELS audio system has 16 speakers and 710 watts of audio. To see the best deals on cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram tablets for $2. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or you can call 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
In
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time now on the DJV program to look at something that is unusual. You know how we like on this program to bring you news about things that you may not know, either know about or know that are happening. And so the awareness that we're going to present to you in the next few minutes about a fabulous opportunity for learning, for understanding, for serving. We have with us Hernani Oliveira, who won a prize last year. We're going to talk about the prize. Mark Reisenauer, Senior Vice President of Oncology Business at Astrellis. Astrellis is I can describe it, but I'd rather have you describe it because it's your company and how you get into the field that you're in, Mark. Go ahead, please.
Sure. Thank you for having us. Astellas is a pharmaceutical company, a global pharmaceutical company, and we have a significant oncology franchise where we have therapies that we provide to cancer patients. And what we've created is a contest called the C3 Prize. And the C3 Prize is an innovation contest where we're looking for non-treatment-based ideas to help improve cancer care. We think it's important not to just provide therapies to patients, but we know the impact that cancer has on patients and their loved ones. Unfortunately, virtually all of us have been touched by cancer in some way, so we wanted to do something above and beyond to try to address all the complex issues that we know exist. And so we have the C3 Prize. This year, We have a specific focus on the C3 Prize, which is looking for innovative ideas to help cancer patients in low and middle income countries, because we know that the cancer burden is much higher in these areas than the rest of the world. As an example, 70% of global cancer deaths occur in low and middle income countries. So we're looking to bring ideas to bear that can help patients in these countries.
Arnani Oliveira from Portugal won this Astrellis Oncology C3 Grand Prize last year. So Arnani, congratulations. Tell us about how you got involved and what winning the prize involved.
Yes, thank you so much. So I had a simple prototype of a video game that could fight anxiety and the sedentary lifestyle in children hospitalized with cancer. But I needed to increase the quality of this product, and I needed to disseminate it. And a Astellas C3 Prize was the perfect opportunity to do this. So my project, the innovation of my project, is the combination of a serious game component to teach topics about cancer with an exergaming component that promotes exercise through the front camera of mobile devices. Based on this video game, we also created an app for parents and caregivers with adaptation strategies for this new reality. And being the grand prize winner in 2017 has had a significant impact in transforming the whole project into reality. With this award, we were able to increase the quality of our prototypes, and now we are planning to launch these products to the market at the end of this year.
So if I understand correctly, what you have done through your project was to help parents get the information and maybe help them in a way that explains the treatment procedures that their children may be undergoing. Is that pretty much it?
Yes, we have two products, a video game for children to explain all the cancer treatment and to promote exercise, and that explains to parents and caregivers all of this process.
So, Mark Reisenauer, Astellas is involved, obviously, as an international drug company. You're providing treatment in certain areas. But tell us a little more about why you thought this was important. Was this your idea? I'm getting that the whole idea for the C3 Prize may have been your idea.
The idea sprung from my experience as a caregiver for my father with head and neck cancer, and sourcing innovation externally from those who are directly affected is probably the best way to address it. And I would argue that what we've seen in terms of responses the past couple of years bear that out.
All right. Well, finding out more information about this C3 prize, if I have it correctly, go to C3, the letter C, the number 3, C3prize.com, and you get information about how to get involved and to join the fight, but also to join in the competition, right?
That is correct. www.c3prize.com for more information, as well as to submit your idea. And for everybody, the reminder on the deadline is July 25th.
Mark Reisenauer and Arnani Oliveira, thanks for helping us become more aware of this problem and how to combat it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.